I think that's good advice and a great suggestion. Just take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Another day today with a chance of a shower, thunderstorm, mainly later in the day. I think we'll have a little period of maybe a bit of filtered sun. Mostly cloudy day, about 87. So we're warming back up from yesterday, pretty pleasant at 80. Chance of showers tomorrow early and then some clearing, but a chance of a thunderstorm. Thursday, more of the same. I don't think there's a day this week where we won't see a bit of rain, but I think we will stay out of the 90s. In fact, today probably the warmest day of the week before we head into the weekend when we'll get back to about 90. 72 degrees brought to you by our friends at Frederick Air. That's a good call. So I don't know why or how I found my way. Jimmy Alexander.
Good morning.
Lisa Ann, Jack Diamond here on 106.9 The Eagle. I don't know how I found my way to this deep dive fascinating fact.
Okay.
We broadcast from the state of Maryland and cover portions of the great state of Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. And we appreciate you listening in any of our areas, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania. Thank you very, very much. Those of us who live in Maryland should keep in mind that adultery, not that anybody's thinking about it, is actually a misdemeanor crime.
Whoa!
It is a crime, as in you'll get a criminal record.
Yeah.
For adultery in the state of Maryland.
You'll go to the pokey.
Well, I'm not sure. I do know it comes with a $10 fine.
What?
That in itself, not much of a deterrent.
What?
Wow. Hopefully, the fact that you have a criminal record is the deterrent.
But I think if you were to do that, and I'm not saying you should, terrible. You hurt the person in your life.
Desperately.
But if you were to, and you have the fine, and you have the, you know, the $10, and you have the record for the rest of your life, you should always carry a picture of that person that you did the crime with, your co-conspirator, to say, was it worth the $10 in the judgment by the...
Was it worth the scarlet letter, my friend?
Yes.
It's in your permanent record.
Yes.
They would always threaten you with that. It's actually in there.
But the worst thing would be if your friends and family and loved ones looked at you and looked at the picture and went, really? Her or him? Really?
You raise an interesting point. Then there's the recrimination, the embarrassment.
Absolutely. Maybe this
being ostracized...
Yes.
Because of that?
Yes. The scarlet letter should be the picture of the person.
Yeah, excellent, excellent.
Unless you go, well, you know, I understand.
Now, remember, it's in your permanent record, which means if anybody searches you in any of those databases, find people or whatever they're called, they're going to find you have a criminal record.
Wow.
You're an adulterer.
It's right there by arsonist, right?
Well, what are you in for? Burglary. What are you in for? Robbery. What are you in for? Canoodling?
I have... Well, saddle up here, right here in C Block 4. There's a lot of canoodling.
Yeah.
You're going to need more than $10.
And trust me, that's going to be a crime.
Jack and Jimmy. 106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, good morning from all of us.
I have been asked by neighbors to do something, and I don't know why. I'm always the person that people come to deliver bad news or tell somebody something they would not want to hear.
You look like you work there. When you're in a store, people always go up to you and ask you questions, even if you don't work there, obviously. And the neighbors, you're friendly Jimmy.
Yes.
You're available Jimmy. You'll stand and chat with everybody.
Yes.
You'll walk the neighborhood a lot with the dogs. People see you.
Well,
you're not cloistered. You're not sequestered.
No. And I make eye contact, wave, hi, how are you? So we have a neighbor whose son, I guess, is new to driving. And they bought him a beautiful Jeep Wrangler. This Jeep I would want. Beautiful. I mean, perfect gift for a 16, 17-year-old kid. Now, the kid has now graduated high school. And we live in an area that has not a lot of, there's no sidewalks.
Yeah.
It's windy roads, hills.
Narrow roads.
Narrow.
No lines marking the road. You know you're on a rural road when there's no delineation of anything on the road.
It's probably not too unlike Lake Linganore if you've driven around.
It's very much like Linganore. Yeah. Mohican Hills is where Jimmy lives, and very much like that.
Well, this guy is driving around the neighborhood like he's in Smoking the Bandit. He's in Cannonball Run.
Ooh.
He thinks he's going to Monrovia.
Mm. 75 at 80 Dragway, be there.
and
thank you.
He is going breakneck speed.
Not good.
Where we have to jump out of the out of the way. And he's got the phone, got the friends, not paying attention.
Of course.
Yikes.
And I've seen it other times when the Jeep is perfect, when the dad is driving. So they had this Lyft Serve, where you send notes within the neighborhood. And nobody wants to write the parents. And I'm like, well, just put on listserv, you know, if you don't want to confront them. It's like, well, their feelings get hurt. Our email addresses are there.
So, you're going to complain in silence?
That's where they, well, that's what they're afraid of, because there's dogs, a lot of kids, so forth. So they want me to bring it up to the lady.
How? So they sent you a listserv. What's more awkward here, saying, hey, you know, Bobby's a great kid. He may want to slow down. You know, I had my dog out the other day, and, you know, the dog tends to wander a bit.
Yeah, well.
And Bobby came around the corner kind of fast. Just, you know, keep in mind, speed limit's like 15 here.
Well, exactly.
Hey, your lawn looks great. Thanks, Steve, right?
Well, and I thought leaving a note. I said, well, I could leave a note saying, is your, home people at this address? Is your son in a hurry? Maybe he should leave a couple minutes earlier, because he's going so fast in the neighborhood, he's going to run over us.
Well, okay, you could do that. You could. Mm-hmm. Yeah, feelings will be hurt.
Well, and I would...
Recrimination will start.
Well, I would sign a fake name. I mean, you know...
Oh, sure, Steve.
Steve, you know...
Bob's my go-to.
Bob, yeah.
God bless the Bobs of the world. It's just the go-to.
Yeah. Or should I knock on the door and go, hi, how are you? Neighbor down the street. Your son.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Your son's going to run over.
Although, we had a kid driving dirt bikes in a park that no motorized vehicles were permitted in. And eventually, I had to knock on the door because he was riding behind. This was...
Your home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the father was very nice about it. I said,
Yeah. Were you nervous when you went over there?
No, I was...
Oh, you were... You'd had enough?
I was loaded. Loaded for bear because it had gone on.
And
I waited until I went down. And I had to shoot some video to prove what he was doing. And, you know, he's basically running a BMX course in the park. And
is it the X Games back there?
Oh, the X Games back there, yeah. But it went well with the father. Did not go well with the son, who wasn't pleased and came up to the door to confront me. And
I couldn't believe that.
Well, and I said, you know.
Did you say pal? Because when you're mad, you say pal.
Yeah, I said pal. And he eventually came back, though, and said, you know, you're right.
Oh.
And his father, you know, loaded up the dirt bikes and took them to a proper dirt bike park where he actually did really well. I think he competed. But yeah, I said, you can't. I said, you know, well, long story short, you're going to get hurt. You're, you know, disturbing our, you know, view of this 200-acre park and, you know, the peace and solitude, one of the reasons we moved there.
Federal property.
Not for this. Mm-hmm. Well, this was state property. But still, same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it took a while, but it came around, and he and I became buddies. We saw him at, you know, one of Connor's functions, and he came up and shook my hand.
Oh,
and,
that's nice.
Very, very nice.
Well, it seems like you...
Because I didn't... Initially, I said, listen, there's got to be a better place to do it, because this is illegal. And if the Montgomery County Police come or the state... actually, I think it was the state park. So if the state natural resources office, it'll be a to-do. And at, you know, whatever, 14, 15, you don't really want a record.
Well,
something on your license.
I think it's perfect. And by the way, what are you doing later today? I think you can help my neighborhood. You can be a crime stopper. Jack Diamond will give you a medal.
It did have very colorful language.
I bet.
Very colorful. Great grasp of vocabulary. 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Here's our late night update with Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, and sitting in for Jimmy Kimmel, it's country star Maren Morris.
I flew all the way from Nashville to be here tonight. I came here on Delta, and hopefully I'm not coming back with Delta. Now, some people have said, Maren, you're a country singer. What business do you have hosting a late night comedy show? And to them, I say, Mom, get out of my dressing room. It was back to school day here in LA. Did you know that it's illegal to send your kids back to school without posting a backpack photo of them on Instagram?
Yeah.
Health officials are worried about kids returning to the classroom because one of the biggest ways COVID is spread is when parents breathe a huge sigh of relief.
COVID news, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a federal crackdown on fake vaccination cards, which are apparently being sold all over the internet. Personally, I'm shocked. You're telling me people figured out how to photocopy index cards? Now, some business news. I read that Walmart is looking to hire a cryptocurrency expert to oversee the company's digital currency push. At first, digital currency was used to purchase art. Soon, it will be used to buy volleyball nets and Slim Jims. Seriously, I'd love to meet the guy at Walmart who buys a pair of jorts with Bitcoin.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is facing criticism for taking a vacation to Italy amidst a spike in coronavirus cases. He knows he can get that food in Jersey, right? Their state flag is sausage and peppers.
Jack Diamond in the morning. 106.9 The Eagle.
Went to a local restaurant yesterday, to pick up some food.
Yeah.
And Frederick is well known for great restaurants. Hagerstown has some great restaurants. In fact, I highly suggest, you know, the Washington County and Frederick County ice cream tours. There are also pub crawls, and there are enough great restaurants just on the main streets, like in Boonesboro, where you can do a dining, appetizer, soup, salad, drinks, main course, dessert. You can do that in virtually any town around here, and it's nice to be able to do that. When we go and we pick up takeout, we always tip. Somebody's put it together. Obviously, the line is right there on the credit card receipt.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be a 30% tip, but you should take care of those who are taking care of you. There was a discussion amongst the two people in front of us about tipping. Now, I'm sure when you go get a pizza and you pick up a pizza, you at least give them a few bucks,
yeah.
Whether it's a fiver or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or you put it on the check.
Mm-hmm.
So you believe you should tip at takeout.
Absolutely.
They didn't want to.
They didn't want to tip the person they were...
Right. Mm. And they took great umbrage to it being on the line. Because they felt they were being ostracized because the tip line was there, comes out of the printer way. And they felt putting a zero made them look cheap.
Well...
And I almost said...
Well...
It does. And, you know, they turn around to me to see if I would agree and take their position on it. And I said, well, somebody made sure you have your time. Well, we don't take any plastic. We don't use it. Well, somebody still made sure it was the right order. It was packaged. Somebody back there prepped it. I don't know if this restaurant pools their tips, but I'm going to guess they do. So everybody who was involved in the preparation of your food. And he said, well, what do you tip? I said, at least 15%. He goes, for a takeout?
I mean... You think that people have to not only prepare the food, right? Assemble the bags, the containers, to make sure that they have condiments if that comes along. And they bring it from the kitchen to the counter and to check you out.
It was one of those situations where I realized, now he's mad at me.
Yeah.
Now I'm the enemy because I didn't side with him.
Because you're Mr. Big Shot.
And quite honestly, I think I couldn't quite see. I was dying to see how much it was, but let's say it was $30. So he could have left $6 and felt like a big shot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He could have left $5. And I understand money's tight, but people are working. And a lot of them make, restaurant minimum wage, which is very little. And then they live off tips and they pool tips. But it was such a to-do. I thought, how can life be such heavy lifting? You see, you just took that big breath. It's like Dr. Rick.
It's
a constant battle.
Oh, JD, I've been behind people like this, and I want to do this. Oh, fine. Just leave. I'll tip them. I'll tip your share. Get the hell out of here. I'm going to go home.
I didn't like this guy well enough to do that, and he looked like he certainly could pull $5 out of his pocket and give it to the poor person, who, and by the way, was so sweet to him. That's the other thing. She was adorable. She couldn't have been sweeter. It's not like some unfriendly person came out and tossed the order on the counter.
And still, this may sound hyperbolic, but still, they're risking their lives to make sure you get a meal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and what's going on?
Well, they have been.
Yes.
And if you talk to any of the restaurateurs or, we're obviously friends with, well, we live in a hotel, so we eat out a lot.
We do.
So we become very friendly with a lot of these restaurants and the people who work in them. We know them by name. They know us. So, you know, we've asked questions about the pandemic and lockdown. Not everybody's had money. I realize that. And not everybody can afford maybe to leave 20%, but you leave $5. And if not, then I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say you shouldn't go. Right. Go to a drive-thru. Do you know some fast food restaurants, Jimmy, have a spot for the tip on?
That's not happening. But
that's where you draw the line, is at the drive. Even if you got all the condiments and the extra straws, napkins, everything you wanted. Because that may be coming. That may be next.
They don't give you a thing. They just take your card and boom. Now, yep. Maybe if they said, you know, click a button for 10% or, you know, because fast food, what is it normally? So how much is that really going to be? Not much.
Well, let's say it's $15. If you left three, they'd be thrilled, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you left two.
I tell you, leave three, I guarantee you, you'll have ketchup in your bag every time you leave there, right?
Well.
But you pay before you go to the window, so you're paying pre-service.
Well, right? You are. And you're doing the same thing because you haven't seen inside your takeout bag.
Yep.
So I think...
You pay the next time. For...
Well, you just say to the person, you know, you did throw some napkins, mayonnaise, whatever you want in there. Right there at the counter.
Well, you...
So you make sure you get exactly which one. Listen, if you go in regularly and you tip well,
sure.
They do remember you.
Absolutely.
And occasionally they say, hey, listen, you know, somebody, you know, ordered two pizzas, only took one. This just came out of the oven. Please, it's on us.
Let me ask you a question, JD. Since you and Lisa are both living in a hotel and have for nearly 2 years coming up, Do you tip in miniature soaps and shampoos?
Oh, we could do that.
You're giving away trade secrets.
WWG HD1 Myersville. This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh and your favorite classic hits. 106.9.
For your birthday, we gave you a little gift bag.
Yeah.
I can tell you haven't opened it yet. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann on 106.9 The Eagle. Maryland's classic hit station. Thank you very much, Billy.
Stole that from Flair. But anyway.
Well, he does it. Woo! He got woo.
Well, he tried to.
Maybe that's because he was underselling it.
Sure.
So that Rick wouldn't go, hey, little taste. Down front. You owe me a little something for that. I'm here with good news. We try every day, and this is not a good news story, but it may as well be a good news story. And if you're a gamer, you play with your kids, you play on your own. Some people play competitively. Some people play for money. It's huge. Virtual reality gaming is, I find it awesome. I'd rather fly my drone with virtual reality or goggles. But nonetheless, the whole gaming thing, well, you know.
It's fun. It's wild.
It's crazy. It really is crazy. And you can forget to eat. You can forget to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
People stay up days, right?
Sure.
So it seems like dangerous information to have. But here on the Jack Diamond Morning Show on 106.9 The Eagle, we're here to impart things that may make you feel better about how you spend your day and your life. And they studied playing 2 hours of video games. 2 hours can burn as many calories as 1,000 sit-ups.
What?
Yes.
What?
You're working out.
Yes.
You don't need to go run a track, get on a treadmill. You're working out.
Is that working? It's my virtual avatar that's working out, or is it me?
No, it's you.
Wow.
A game app called Stakester commission the study. Well, keep that in mind. A game.
Oh.
Wow. Researchers use small devices like Fitbits to track heart rates and calories burned while people played games or did sit-ups. Guys burned an average of 210 calories an hour while gaming. Women burned 236.
Wow.
And it took about 500 sit-ups to burn the same amount.
Dang.
Now you don't get the core building strength.
But your thumbs, I'm just going to
throw that in.
Oh.
Just in the spirit of being completely honest about this. Of course, sitting there doing nothing burns 100 calories. So it's not like the gaming burns a ton more, but listen, I mean, you are burning some calories. A separate study found last year that gamers are 21% more likely to have a healthy body weight. Who knew?
Because they're not eating. They're playing their game. They can't.
Burning calories isn't the only thing you have to worry about if you want to stay in shape, though, and gaming probably won't strengthen your core. And that's kind of the key remaining as useful as possible, as healthy. You know, gaining weight over this lockdown pandemic COVID thing, having to eat a lot of restaurant food and not having a lot of access to facilities. And part of that, of course, is me justifying. But it's painful to gain that weight and then to try and take it off all at once. So you have to do it incrementally. I mean, if you play a little more, you know, whatever, Grand Theft Auto, and you're really into it, you're going to burn at least a few more calories. So if we're just looking at calories, it would take more than 2 hours of gaming to burn off a Big Mac. But listen, that ain't bad. Because if you're playing 2 hours and you have the Big Mac, you're at zero. You're even.
So you're going to be kicking Connor off his Xbox later, right?
You know it.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
I have to call Lisa Ann, my lovely and talented wife, out on something. It's her fault.
What?
I apologize for doing this publicly, but I feel it's the only way to defend myself.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I had a monkey on my back. I had a bad habit. Even Dr. Rick would have said, it's a constant battle.
Constant battle.
Wow.
I used to go into brick and mortar stores and stand there for hours examining, comparing, before making a decision.
You did a lot of research to make sure you were buying the proper item for you.
Did my best and would research it online, go in, compare them, feel them, touch them. Lisa said, what are you doing? You need Amazon.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is so true.
And we got to the point where we knew our UPS driver, Dave, not only by name, we gave him a Christmas card and he gave us one.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, good guy.
The viral video last week of the UPS guy delivering so many packages to a Florida house.
Mm-hmm.
It was taller than the roof.
Yeah.
That was our foyer. Fortunately, we had a high foyer, but I mean, it was stacked. And, you know, this was long before the pandemic. I can't blame it on that. It just was so convenient, and I needed all sorts of little things. And as you know, if you shop on Amazon, if you order a lens for a camera or a lens for an iPhone, something that weighs less than an ounce can take up a box the size of a shoebox, right? So they put little things in large boxes. So it looks like you have a lot more stuff than you do, but nonetheless, it was ridiculous. So I have weaned myself largely, but living in a hotel. And of course, during lockdown, Amazon was a godsend, let's be honest, or grocery stores that delivered, or brick and mortar. The nice thing about, well, today, a lot of brick and mortar stores are online.
Yeah.
Some of them are on Amazon, makes it a lot easier to order. But, and here's the but, and the problem that I know you've had, whether you have the Amazon or whatever monkey on your back, we spend, on average, each one of us, $70,000 over a lifetime making purchases online we regret.
Whoa!
Or that disappoint us. $70,000.
That's so much.
I'll give you some stats here just quickly, but I want your story. In fact, if you go to Facebook, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook, in the comments, please. This is really important. We would love you to share with us something you bought that you either ended up regretting for whatever reason, or it was nothing like as shown on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you read the description online, you ordered it, it got there. It was just completely disappointing. And the goal here is not to trash brands. The goal is to say, well, for instance, I ordered a leather jacket. It looked great on the model, it looked great in the pictures. It arrived and it was plastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was pleather, not yes. leather. Something like that. In comments, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. All right, Jimmy, I know that you are a fan of ordering as well. And by the way, say hi to James Flory Alexander.
Good morning. And I have to tell you, do you mind if I mention two items?
Of course I am not.
Well, first was a little trinket. I thought on eBay that I had discovered a replica. That's what it said. A replica Harry Potter magic wand.
Now, you were big time into the Harry Potter books. You read them all. So, for you, you thought there was magic to be had.
As a great man once said, always. And sadly for me, what I thought had been used on the movie set that I paid $89.99 for.
You thought it had been an actual prop in the movie.
That's what I thought. And it came in a very nice case, beautiful. But sadly, I could have, for $39.99, gone to the Warner Brothers store and bought it there.
So the same one that they sell in the Warner Brothers store,
yeah,
you paid another,
yeah,
how much,
yeah,
more?
Well, $89.99.
So you paid double, yeah. So somebody made...
They doubled their profit on this. I mean, what a great scam, I mean, deal they were providing. But the one that's worse, and Jack was experienced this up close, I was looking for a couch. I wanted a red couch. I wanted a rather red couch. Ordered a red leather couch.
We cautioned you about the people you bought it from before the fact. Let's just say, and I'm not coming down on you. You know, I love you like a brother. 25 years together. We told you that the reason this particular seller of items,
yes,
can sell them at a discount,
yeah,
a big discount, is the quality of the product. Well, quite honestly, if you saw in a showroom, you wouldn't buy it. And that's the problem.
But the picture,
so online,
the picture, it looked beautiful, massive. Couple problems when I found it was going to take 6 weeks to get because it was coming from another country in a boat. I was like, what? And the second is it said street delivery, meaning that they just dumped it on the street. So when I got home, the couch was right there on my in my driveway.
This is my favorite part of the story, actually, is that, you know, you had street delivery. That means right to the door.
Yeah.
No.
So I still
Get it in the house?
I muscled it in myself. I mean, I would flip it. It was in the box, so I'd flip it because it has to go down a hill, remember?
Do we have video of this?
I do have video that I will find. I will find a video, hopefully.
Please.
But that was a big mistake, so I'll never buy a piece of furniture, ever, without seeing it in person again.
See, I think clothes is very difficult unless you know the brand.
Agreed.
You know, this woman who ordered a leather jacket when it arrived, it was plastic. And while, you know, the size was true, you know what it feels like to wear something plastic. It sticks to your skin. It's awful.
Doesn't breathe.
So she couldn't wear it, but she kept thinking. She talked herself into it. I'll wear it. I'll get it ready. There'll be a time. I'll have a thing under. Not once. It sat in her closet for a couple of years before she finally threw it away. So similar to your magic wand, have you ever actually taken it out and...
Oh, it's on display at the house. I mean, of course. It looks like
you paid for it.
Exactly.
You had to. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely, the talented Lisa Ann.
Good morning.
It's your fault, but I do thank you because it really did save us during the pandemic. And it, you know, easier to buy from brick and mortar stores online in some cases.
Well, and I think actually the kids were really happy you discovered Amazon because we didn't have to spend so much time driving to Circuit City and Best Buy.
life with me is a charm. Yeah. Or Moe's Cameras, Ace Photo in Ashburn, Virginia. Yeah.
But they did benefit because they got a lot of cool stuff in the process.
All right. Purchase you regret or you thought it was going to be one thing, ended up being entirely different. You're pretty careful. I bet you haven't had too many of these.
I like window shopping on Amazon,
right.
And I'll put stuff in my cart and I'll look at things, but I have a hard time pulling the trigger. But I decided that they had this organizer thing for the bathroom that just looked amazing. And they had all these things and I knew that I was going to fix our bathroom. It was going to be awesome. And I ordered it. And instead of being all these different types of things that you could reorganize, it was just one big chunk of plastic with like little holes in it. And it was completely useless.
Yeah, it was an organizing system. Yeah. Everything went in one place.
It was awful.
The trash.
Yeah, but they, you know, the pictures that they show and the little video, and it looked really amazing. And
I love when Amazon has a little infomercial video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm already making a mistake being on this page buying this, but now you're going to convince me, no, you won't have buyer's remorse. You'll be thrilled you spent $39.95 for this.
And I didn't return it.
You need to share in comments, please. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. That's the only way this works is if we get to share your story with us. So, someone ordered, you know, there's a famous purveyor of steaks. And I have ordered from this famous purveyor of steaks once. I found, you know, that while Lou Malnati, I'll give them a plug only because I think they do a great job. When I lived in Chicago for a year, you know, everybody argues and arm wrestles about the best pizza. I thought Lou Malnati's was just great.
Yeah.
So when I realized I could have their pizzas shipped here frozen and make them, I was really skeptical. But, Lisa, are they outstanding?
Oh, they're the best.
They're just the way they taste in Chicago. That worked. The steaks tasted like shoe leather.
Ugh.
Now, you ask, how would you know? Because it couldn't possibly taste any worse than the steak. It looked like shoe leather. It tasted like shoe leather. But it's usually a big disappointment, which is why they're selling the mail order. Supplements to help you lose weight. Someone posted this. Instead of losing weight, they gained weight. Mm-hmm. It made them hungry.
Remember I did that, and you're like, Jimmy, your hands are trembling. I'm like, I can't feel my extremities. Remember
you
that? Did.
You were going to a popular vitamin store, or did you get them at a popular grocery store?
Well, I got them online.
Oh, those. Jimmy, we told you those were going to kill you.
Yeah.
We're lucky you're here today.
I know.
A fan that didn't blow enough air to cool you down. Even though the blades were going around, there was absolutely no circulation. Ordered a Nike Air Force One shoe. Turned out to be a knockoff. I mean, most things are made in China anyway. I don't know, you tell there was a knockoff, but I guess they fell apart in a week or so.
Force was spelled with a P.
A recliner chair that reclined all the way to the floor. That's one of my favorites. I can see me being all excited, yay, like you, ordering furniture online. The thing arrives. I have to put it together. Anything I have to put together, no. I have no confidence
thank you
that I'm going to be happy with. I'm going to be unhappy with that purchase.
Agreed.
You get in the recline. You recline all the way to the floor.
Looks like you're in traction.
You need somebody to come help you up. And someone bought a book that they needed for a community college course. When it arrived, it was only the cardboard shipping container and nothing else. Just... I ordered a book online from whatever it was, self-help or photography. I can't recall now what it was. And what I got was a bunch of pages printed in black and white, stop, stapled together. That was the book.
I remember you ordered getting wrong stuff in the mail.
Right.
You ordered a memory card. And instead of getting the memory card, it was the same shape box and everything. We opened it up. It was an empty underwear package.
This happened twice to me on Amazon. And that's why I don't ever, unless I know the brick-and-mortar store, order from a third-party seller. I ordered AirPods, mm-hmm, Apple AirPods. And they were the new ones with a charging case. I think they were probably $79, $89, maybe even a little more than that. Somebody had ordered them and returned them to Amazon, and they returned the little earbuds with the cord. Mm-hmm. So they kept the $89 AirPods and returned. So when the guy back at Amazon, sure, opened it up, he said, well, they're, you know, mm-hmm, Apple AirPods. Sent that to me. I had to explain to Apple, no, really, it wasn't me.
Yes.
I ordered, as Lisa said, this. It was a very expensive memory card for a high megapixel camera. Probably a $300 memory card. And to give the box weight when the third-party seller shipped it, there was a pair of Trophy Boy underwear, which Jimmy knows the brand.
Hey, and
so at least
nice
they didn't
one
send the cheap underwear.
No, those are pricey. And, well, they should be.
Not my size, not my color, not my thing, and doesn't work terribly well in a camera.
Well,
but again, I had to take a picture of underwear.
Yeah.
And send a picture of underwear to Amazon customer service. I didn't order these.
You put them on and took a picture?
Well, please.
Oh, you are a trophy.
I was hoping that. So, Jack Diamond Show on Facebook, something you ordered online that you were disappointed by. On average, each of us will spend $70,000 in our lifetime on buying things that we regret or we're disappointed by. 106.9 The Eagle.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle. Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond. Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Rain today, maybe a bit of ground fog. Could even be fog at higher elevations up in the trees and eventually settle. I don't know that we'll have a thunderstorm until maybe afternoon. Yesterday, we had the risk of a morning thunderstorm. I don't think that occurred, although I did see lightning coming in today. Patchy fog until about 10, mostly cloudy, a little bit of sun, 87. Tomorrow, a chance of showers, thunderstorms, and temperatures at 84. We're going to cool off a bit until we get back to about 90 later in the week. There's not a single day this week or weekend that doesn't have at least a chance of rain. So every day this week, at least a chance. Monday, mostly sunny, 88. At least that's the extended forecast. 72 brought to you by Frederick Air. It's a good call.
Have you ever been so irritated at something you start feeling your organs kind of tightening up and you're like, oh, I'm about to have a breakdown here. This is
nervous energy or nauseous?
Anger.
Sure, of course.
So this happened to me last time, and I'm pulling something out to show JD to confirm this. I normally pay any bills online.
We do, too.
I have apps. Boom, pay, easy.
As soon as they come in.
Yeah, well.
You don't forget.
Exactly. Well, yesterday, I guess I changed my American Express password and username, and I had. Well, because I forgot it. So I was on a new computer, and I'm like, oh, I forgot it. So I reset it. And they had like a little five little things over here that says you need to have one number, one lowercase,
right,
one
right.
This, no spaces, and at, you know, dollar sign and use one of those. So I do. But still, they're one of those little slots, the at, you know, the
ampersand
sign, or all those. It said I hadn't done that. And I'm like, I've done it. I have three of those. You're killing me here. And so I had to do it. And every time I would save it, it wouldn't take the new one. Because you can't, if you click the little eye to show, it like disqualifies it and you have to do another one. Well, now they have to be so long. It has to be at least 12 things long. It has to be 8 to 20 long. And I'm like, now it's killing me.
Inagata Davida. Exclamation point. One.
Do you say many times that I...
Oh, geez. Like eight times.
Eight times wow. Yesterday. And still, right now, it's not there.
If you have Jimmy's American Express number, feel free to charge anything you'd like. There'll be no challenges to it. So
what?
It's ridiculous. And I know it's for our protection, and I'm not fighting the system, but I'm with you. And you expect the keychain at Apple to remember the password. Sometimes I'll put in this incredibly difficult password, like 40 characters.
Yes.
And I'll expect after I hit it, go, would you like us to remember this? It doesn't. And then I'm like, I'll never remember this.
Thank you.
I can't sign it ever again.
That's what happened the last time it says, and it was the first time I ever took their idea. Sure. I don't even know. Is that Farsi? What language is that, Mandarin?
When it says strong password,
yes.
That
way. Yes. Well, every time, weak.
Hieroglyphics.
Yes. I mean,
Sanskrit.
I recognize that's a horse. I recognize that's a horse. And why is that?
The alien, the drawing of the alien on the wall in New Mexico? That was one of my choices.
Please. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? And so finally, I'm like, I just go to Twitter and I tweeted American Express. I hope the person who designed your password page has to use that system on every single thing in their life.
He'd write back to you, but he can't remember.
WWD HD1 Myersville. This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show, getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh and your favorite classic hits.
106.9. Is there a reason you've never gotten any ink, Jimmy, Lisa Ann? Nobody on the show has a tattoo.
And we're probably the only three people in the state of Maryland who don't.
Probably at this point. Never been motivated to?
No, I don't know if I, maybe my commitment issues in life, do I want to stick with something that long?
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Excellent, because once it's there, unless you go have painful and expensive laser surgery.
Yeah.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, 106.9 The Eagle.
No ink, never really had a desire for it.
No. If you were to get... Mm-hmm. All tatted up. What would it be? Guitar?
All tatted up or just
microphone?
A tattoo?
Well, you tell me.
I mean, if I needed to get several, it have to be music. So maybe like a treble clef or bass clef together. And then maybe something like a sun, something happy.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll tell you what the number one most Googled tattoo design is. Butterflies. So they're not all, you know. Hellfire and damnation kind of things.
Skull, crossbone, yeah.
Exactly. Butterflies is number one.
Cute.
For designs. What would you get?
I would get the 007 logo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the two zeros and then the seven with the little gun, the Walther PPK. Mm-hmm. Or Probably now I'd get like a little something for the dogs. Like each dog I'll have for the rest of my life. Because when they're
you're going to have more dogs. So
I know.
Maybe a sleeve of dogs, all the dogs you've owned.
I think
you'd need more than two arms for all the guys you've dated. Anyway, listen.
And there was another
have you ever thought of getting a guy tattoo? That's cute. The treble clef with
it makes a heart.
Very sweet.
Treble clef.
That is cute.
Has any guy ever asked you or?
I had a guy actually did as a dude, bro. If you ever watched Breaking Bad, he was very much like Jesse on Breaking Bad. Dude, bro, you know what mean a lot to me. What is that? If you picked out a tattoo for me to have, and you'd be with me for the rest of my life. And I realized what he wanted me to do was pay for a tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no.
Our son, Ian, who's an executive chef and a great chef, he's very avant-garde. He is a traditionally trained French chef. Worked with Michel Richard from Citronelle, his very first job. So he's very creative, very, very smart. The whole ink thing to him, see, he liked the commitment of no commitment. He wanted to make his own commitment sort of in life because the things he does professionally are very precise and very creative. So eventually that found its way into ink, and he has some great tattoos.
And he's a great artist.
He is a great artist. Mm-hmm. You know, he and Rachel, you know, those two of our kids are very artistically inclined graphically. So Ian would come up with designs, and he would have somebody ink him up. And so
kind of like his body was a canvas.
How he sees it. Some write songs, some design tattoos. You know, it is a trend, and it is a thing.
Is there anything that you would ever want to get?
The teardrop.
Better in that darn way.
Many times. Sure.
Wow.
Get Mom on my shoulder, Lisa on the other.
Your puppy would not be pleased with you having a tattoo of Mom on your shoulder.
So these are the top tattoo designs that we've been Googling, I guess, ostensibly to get maybe during the pandemic or after the pandemic. A couple of surprises, but some not. I told you butterflies is number one. They've been popular for a long time. A lot of celebrities get butterflies. Cross tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Lotus flowers. Medusa. So a snake-related one. And right above that, the seventh most Google trending tattoo design, snakes.
Ugh.
Koi, fish.
Richie has one of those.
Does he have a koi?
And so does my nephew.
Why a koi?
Because his late father was in the Coast Guard and was loved going fishing and that. So that was kind of a...
I'm just amazed my teardrop tattoo didn't make the list.
That's surprising.
Skeleton hands.
On your hands.
Well, if you have that kind of alt life, maybe that's the thing.
I can't.
Maybe it lets others know.
Yeah, well, I think it lets them know that you were able to put up with a lot of pain. I can't imagine how much that would hurt on your hands.
How about the inside of your arm?
I would imagine that hurts.
Right?
I saw a girl who had the Maryland flag on that part of her arm.
Yeah, one of her servers at a restaurant. It was beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh. It was actually a heart made up of the Maryland flag.
It was pretty cool, but I thought the same thing. Ouch.
Yeah, very much ouch. Roses. Flowers popular. Sunflowers, number three. Vanessa Hudgens got one last year.
Mm-hmm.
Semicolons. That's the suicide awareness thing. Actually, Connor, our son, he has that as a tattoo. Sadly, he's had some friends. He's had those experiences. And, you know, he wanted to show...
a reminder.
Well, but to let those who are in trouble or are depressed or sad know that he understands. And that you could talk. And Connor's he's got a huge heart. And wants to, I guess, let people know he would be safe to talk with, that he's aware.
Mm-hmm.
And number one is butterflies. Popular for a long time, a lot of celebrities. So,
well, didn't we saw Jada Pinkett Smith said that she is getting a whole sleeve, one arm full of tattoos. And she just started.
She wanted to start at 60.
Right. But she's starting early, 11 years early.
49.
So she's got, what does she have?
I think she has a Tibetan princess.
Right, on her, like, the inside part of her arm.
See, that was going to be my number two thing after the 007.
But you are a Tibetan princess.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hits station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, there's always good news in the world. We enjoy sharing a couple of really quick, like, line or two good news stories with you every morning. Hopefully it restores your faith a bit in the kindness of others, strangers especially. Occasionally these are grand gestures, most of the time small gestures. A rookie police officer in Washington, D.C. named Taylor Brandt being honored because in her first year on the job, she's already saved 9 lives.
Oh, my gosh.
She specializes in tactical emergency care, so she's the kind of police officer / EMT. 2 weeks into her field training, she saved a guy who'd been shot multiple times. She saved 8 additional people since then. She's new on the job.
That's amazing. Wonderful.
You know, that makes sense if you think about it. I wonder why all departments don't, imagine... There are a lot of hoops, a lot of paperwork to jump through.
Right.
But having a police officer who's also EMT trained, because there's always someone who needs help.
Yeah.
And police officers are all over the city or the county.
Well, and the EMT people are often in very dangerous situations, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Good for them. Good for her. 96-year-old World War II vet named John Pyleman recently sang the national anthem at a minor league baseball game in Michigan. His performance is making the rounds on social media. 96. You may see him soon on one of the late night talk shows.
Yeah.
I bet Kimmel puts him on. Fallon's probably arm wrestling him for it.
Yeah.
See the guy sing on national television. Another vet in California named Tom Rice marked his 100th birthday Sunday by jumping out of a plane. He was a paratrooper in World War II. Jumped into Normandy on D-Day.
Whoa.
So the 101st Airborne Division took him up on a tandem skydive, and they landed on a beach near San Diego. An older guy in Northern California named Bill Scott recently saved his friend's life from 500 miles away. They're both ham radio fans, and they talk a lot on their ham radios. But it happened when his friend accidentally called him on the phone. The guy lives in Oregon. He'd collapsed. He tried to call for help, but dialed Bill's number instead. Luckily, Bill's wife is a retired nurse who heard the slurring, realized he had a stroke, called 911 from there. They got to him over there and saved his life. Mm-hmm. Here's your good news on the Eagle.
Good news! Anytime you need to feel good.
Jack Diamond is your friend.
Said, what's your lot and number?
Getting rescued, charity's making the quotas, making you laugh when we can.
Jimmy Alexander,
good news. Lisa Ann's witty banter,
good news. World knows another Eagle,
good news. Patrick and Hagerstown,
good news.
Now it's time for Jack Diamond.
Good news.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. At least once a day we find a research paper or study. We go, really? You literally had to take the time and effort, take grant money to study this? Now, I want you to please brace yourself.
All right,
brace. What I'm about to share with you, you have never thought of before. They literally had to... commission a research study to find out that if your NFL team loses a game,
yeah,
you drink more.
No! What?
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Asinine. Ridiculous.
I know.
Who would ever believe that?
Have to do research to determine if your team loses or is losing.
Mm-hmm.
Your alcohol consumption will increase as they do more poorly.
Wow.
Had to do a research study. Why do you think stuff happens in the stands?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just happened at, was it a Raiders game? Some fisticuffs took preseason, by the way. Doesn't count. Doesn't matter.
Who cares?
One guy didn't like a jersey. Another guy was wearing it. A whole brouhaha.
Important stuff.
Exactly. Broke out of the game the other day. Researchers surveyed NFL fans of legal drinking age to see the average number of drinks NFL fans for each team consume and what cost for each game. They found those fans of teams that lost more have the tendency to drink more. Trust us, we Redskin fans are loaded by the first quarter. Although they look pretty good against New England for a cup of coffee. They found those fans of teams that lost more had the tendency to drink more. Being mediocre for a long period of time will drive an NFL fan to drink even more than losing regularly, which means in Cleveland they're always drunk.
Oh, so it's more profitable then to own a team that's mediocre or losing.
Well, if you have the concessions.
Yes. Yeah.
But they tend to want to win because then ticket prices can go up.
Hmm. Right. You know, it's fun rooting for the underdog. It was fun rooting for Cleveland when they were making a run for it. It is fun to root for the underdog.
True.
Not if you live in that town. Then you're drinking more. And you don't remember who won or lost.
Jack Diamond in the morning. 106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle.
JD, I heard that you were taking your beautiful wife, Lisa, to see James Taylor.
Yes, we're going up to Hershey to a Giant Arena. What is Giant?
I'm not sure.
Coliseum. Giant.
Well, we're going to go see a Giant concert.
So yes, at
very,
the,
very excited.
At Hershey, up at Hershey Park, and I want to tell you, and I don't want to ruin anything because I don't like to ruin things, but you shook me all night long.
Yes, James Taylor and Jackson Brown.
Yes, that's how he ends the show. He sings it. He sings that.
he does.
Yeah, he's.
I happen to know that's not true.
You shook me
but
all night
that
long.
Would make it worth going.
Well, see, as a subscriber to
Giant James, Center, it is Center.
Right, Center.
As a subscriber to James Taylor Quarterly, I
really.
I always get the inside news.
So he does. You got a friend, and then he does. You shook me.
Yes.
And then he does a Metallica set. Yeah. Mini concert. It's like three in a row.
And he also does the I Always Feel Like Somebody Is Watching Me from back in the 80s.
At which point you can hear
hello.
You can hear Jackson Brown's tour bus pulling away for good.
Going, no wonder Carly Simon left him.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.